This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's Billy Lambert.
When will the end come? The end of time. Or will there be an end? Are we living in the last days? How can we know we're living in the last days? When will we know the end will come? These are questions that are in people's minds today, and we hear a lot of sermons being preached today on those topics. Today we want to talk about the end of time. What about the end of time? Stay tuned as we discuss this very, very important topic today. Now, I'm Billy Lambert. I'm the regular speaker on Getting to Know Your Bible, and I would like to welcome you to the telecast today. If this is your first time to see Getting to Know Your Bible, we're especially delighted to have you watching today. Now, on Getting to Know Your Bible, we are offering a free Bible correspondence course. I'd like for you to underscore in your mind the word free, because the course costs you nothing. I'm aware that others may charge for their CDs and their literature and their DVDs, but we do not. So any program that you see, you'd like to have a CD of that program or a DVD of it, or the Bible correspondence course, please let us know. And so today we're offering that in order that you might know more about it and how you can receive it. We're going to pause for just a moment.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama, 36580. Or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
I'm reading now from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. And I'm going to be reading verse 24 and verse 25. Then cometh the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he, this is Jesus, must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. I want you to notice in verse 24, then comes the end. He says, there's an end coming, and when the end comes, Jesus will deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father. From that, we learn several things. We learn, first of all, there's going to be an end. But that end will come when Jesus returns. Jesus has made several promises about his return. For example, a very familiar reading in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel where Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Notice Jesus was talking to his disciples. They did not understand his going away, and they were sorrowful. So he told them to not be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. I want to comfort you. And he said, just as I'm leaving, I'm going to come back someday. He said, I will return and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that's at the right hand of God, that is in heaven, that there you may be also. And that's a promise for us today. Jesus said, I will come again. Hebrews, the 9th chapter in verse 28 says that he will appear the second time. The second time. Now, Jesus has already appeared the first time, that is, when he was born. He was born of a virgin, and he grew to manhood, and he had a ministry, and he selected disciples, and then he was betrayed and crucified, and he rose from the dead, and he went back to be with God in heaven. But he said, I want you to know I'm coming back someday. That will be the second time. Peter was writing to those who were leaders in the church, like himself. He was an elder in the church, if you'll notice the first few verses of 1 Peter chapter 5. And so in writing to these elders, he was talking about responsibility and that they had overseeing the flock of God as under-shepherds of Christ. But in verse 4 he said, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. So the chief shepherd is coming back. That's Jesus Christ. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus said that. Jesus was out what we refer to sometimes as the Mount of Ascension, where he ascended back to heaven. His disciples were standing there. And there were some men that appeared there, angels, and they said to them as the disciples were looking up as Jesus was ascending into heaven, and they said, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus whom ye have seen go into heaven shall so come in like manner, in the same manner, the same way, as you've seen him go into heaven. I'll have you take your Bible now and turn to the 4th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse number 13. And there the apostle said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even those them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This is what God said about it. This is what the Lord said, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, that second coming, shall not prevent them which are asleep. That is, we will not go before those, we will not precede those that are in the grave. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. When Christ comes back, we'll know it because we will hear it. It will not be some kind of a silent return. We will hear it. He will come with a shout. He will come with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So when Jesus comes back, he's coming back with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. He's coming back with the trumpet of God. I take that to be a very audible return. We're going to know when he returns because we will hear that. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, listen to what John, the Apostle John, said about the second coming of Christ. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him. When Jesus comes back, he will be seen by everyone. And he said, and they that pierced him, and the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. For those who pierced Jesus, that is, were responsible for his death, to see him, that would necessitate a resurrection. There will be the resurrection of the dead when Jesus comes. Jesus is coming at the end of time. Remember what we read from earlier from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 24, where Paul said, then comes the end. Then comes the end. Someone says, well, does that mean that we're now in the last days and that the end is near? I want us to notice some passages of Scripture that speak of the last days. In the second chapter of Acts, in the 17th verse of that chapter, The Apostle Peter is quoting a prophecy made by the prophet Joel in the Old Testament. That prophecy is found in the second chapter of Joel in verses 28 to 32. And Peter's quoting from that prophecy. In the second chapter of Acts, he's been addressing the multitude that was gathered there in the city of Jerusalem to gather to observe Pentecost. And they heard the apostles speaking in languages that they, in their tongues, their languages, in their dialects, and that they were just amazed at that. And they wondered, what in the world is going on that these men can speak our language? Because we know they're nothing but Galileans. They wouldn't know our languages. Well, God gave them the power to speak languages that they had never studied before, that they had never known before. It wasn't some gibberish. And so Peter said, this is that. These men are, they thought, well, someone said these men are drunken. They're seeing as Peter said, they're not drunk, seeing it's just the third hour of the day. The men don't get drunk this early in the morning. He said, this is what you're seeing. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days. The events of Acts chapter 2 were the beginning of the last days. Days, plural, the last days. Peter said, this is that which was spoken by Joel. In other words, Joel predicted what's happening here. This is the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy, that this would happen in the last days. Well, someone says, what does that mean, last days? It simply means the last age of Bible history, the last dispensation of Bible history. Paul wrote about that same thing in 2 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 1. It shall come to pass in the last days that men are going to be living terrible lives. He said it shall come to pass in the last days that men will be lovers of themselves and covetous and boasters and proud and disobedient to parents and the like. So Paul wrote about the last days. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 1 wrote about the last days as well. It shall come to pass in the last days. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So he said in the last days, in the last era of Bible history, Christ will be the spokesman. He will be the prophet, he'll be the priest, and he will be the king. It will happen in the last days. We're living in the last days. That is the last age of Bible history. There just won't be another one after this. This is going to be the last time that God is going to deal with man in this era of time. So there's going to be, however, a last day of the last days. That may sound strange to you, but there's going to be a last days. Don't confuse last days, that's plural, many days, with last days. So we're living in the last days. I agree with that. But there's going to be a last day. I want you to take your Bible now and turn over to John's Gospel, the 6th chapter, and we want to look at several passages of Scripture from John's Gospel that have reference to the last days. First of all, look at verse number 39. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all that he hath given me, I should lose nothing. But listen to Jesus, but should raise it up again at the last day. There's going to be a last day. That is the end of time. Now note, if you will, verse number 44, the same chapter, John chapter 6. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Last day. Now look down in verse number 54. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So three times in John the 6th chapter, Jesus talked about the last days. The last day of the last days. There's going to be an end. Now turn to John the 11th chapter. In John the 11th chapter, Jesus came to the home of his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. But when he came this time, Lazarus had died. And Martha said unto him in verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She said, I know Lazarus is going. Jesus said he's going to live again. He's going to rise again. That's in verse 23. She said, I know he'll rise again in the last day. You see, they just referred to the resurrection day as the last day. They referred to the time that Jesus would come back as the last day. Now turn, if you will, to John the 12th chapter. And let's look in verse number 48 of John chapter 12. It's rather a long chapter. And in verse 48, Jesus said, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So there's going to be a last day. It is referred to also in the Bible simply as that day. Jesus said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day. It's called that day. It's sometimes just referred to in the Bible as the day. The day. 2 Peter 3:10, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. And sometimes it's called the great day, as it is in Jude verse 6 and Revelation chapter 6 and verse 17. Now here's what we have learned thus far. We're living in the last days, that is the last age of Bible history. We're living in the Christian age. But one day, God is going to say it is time and send forth Jesus. That will be the last day, singular, not plural. So we are living in the last days, and we have been for nearly 2,000 years since the day of Pentecost when Joel's prophecy was fulfilled. So there will be a last day of the last days. Now, in summary, here's what we learn. Jesus is going to return someday. When he's going to return, he will usher in the end of time. And there are many things that are very significant that will happen on that day. Jesus said he would come. And Jesus, in fact, is coming back someday. I want us to think about how Jesus is going to come back on that day. Jesus is going to return personally. He's not going to send a representative. He will come himself. Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, whom ye have seen taken up into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. So it'll be the same one who ascended that will return someday. Jesus is going to return audibly. As we just read a moment ago from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he will come with a shout. He will come with the voice of the archangel. He will come with the trumpet of God. Then we learn in Revelation 1:7 that he's going to come back in a visible form. Every eye, we're told, will see him. He is going to come without warning. In 2 Peter 3:10, we're told that he will come as a thief in the night. Thieves don't warn you in advance that they're going to come and steal your car or to break into your home. They don't send you a notice. They don't send you a text. They just come unawares. They come as a thief in the night. That's how Jesus is coming. He's coming back in a cloud. He ascended to heaven in a cloud, Acts 1:11. He's going to return in a cloud. The Apostle Paul taught in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 7, that he's coming back in flaming fire. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. He's coming back with angels in flaming fire. He's coming back at the end of time. And when he returns, we don't know. The only person that knows when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming is God himself. If you will, take your Bible and turn over to Mark's Gospel. Mark, the 13th chapter, and in verse number 32, we have Christ talking about the end of time and when he shall return. And we learn from this that even the Son does not know when when Christ is going to come back. But of that day and hour, well, of what day and what hour? Let me read the preceding verse. Verse 31, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour, what day and what hour? In the day and hour that the heaven and earth passes away, knoweth no man. There's not a preacher, past, present, or future, who knows when Jesus is going to come. We may hear them giving all kinds of ideas about the second coming of Christ and when he's going to return and making predictions about his return. But this says, no man knows. No man knows. Knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven. Well, wouldn't you think that at least the angels would know when Jesus is going to return? Well, this tells us not even the angels have a clue about when Jesus is going to return. If those who are closest to God in heaven don't know, why would we think someone down here on earth would know? Thus, when I hear someone predicting the end of time and looking at current events and saying, well, those are the signs that the end is near, I don't pay any attention to that. I don't get upset over that. You know why? No man knows when it's going to come. The angels don't know. But now let me keep on reading. Neither the Son. Well, who knows when he's going to return? The Father. Let me read it. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. The Father knows. God knows. And it will be an at unsuspecting time when Jesus returns. Now, why is he going to come back on that last day at the end? He's coming back to raise those that are in the graves. Our Lord in John 5 said, the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Jesus is coming back to judge the world. In John 5:27, we're told that God gave Jesus authority to judge, to be our judge. In fact, he will be our judge, and it will be at the end of the world. But notice this in John chapter 5. There are those that would tell us that there is a period of some 7 years between the resurrection of the righteous dead and the resurrection of the wicked dead. But in John 5:28 and 29, there is no room in that passage for any 7 years of tribulation. And because listen to it, the hour is coming. What's coming? A point in time is coming in which all in the graves will hear his voice. Who will hear his voice? All that are in the graves will hear his voice. What will they do? They will come forth. They will come forth. The righteous will come forth. The wicked will come forth in that hour at the same time. There's absolutely, if we take the Bible to be true and do not add some theory to these verses, There is no room between verse 28 and 29 of John chapter 5 for 7 years of tribulation. At the end of time, the dead are going to be raised. He's coming back to judge the world. He's going to be our judge when the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all of His holy angels with Him. Then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He will separate them as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats, and He'll set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. That's going to be a great day, isn't it? When He judges the world, He's going to separate the good from the bad. He's going to separate the righteous from the wicked. And He's coming back to reward the righteous. In Matthew 25, Jesus is talking about the end of time. And He's talking about the judgment. And He says to those on the right hand, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I don't know about you, but when the Lord comes back, I want to be ready, don't you? Could I ask you, dear friend, are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to come? We don't know what day He's coming, and every day ought to be lived as though this were it. Are you a Christian to become a New Testament Christian? You're to believe on Jesus with all of your heart. John 8:24. You're to repent of all your sins. 2 Peter 3:9. You confess your faith in Christ as being the Son of the living God. Romans 10:9-10. And thus, as a penitent, confessing believer in Jesus, the Bible teaches you're to be baptized to be saved. Mark 16:16. I want to thank you for watching today. Call now for the Bible course. Visit the Church of Christ in your community. I give you a personal invitation. Till we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Hi there, I'm Ray Reynolds, the Marketing Director for Getting to Know Your Bible. I want to encourage you to check out Pray.com, a resource where you can read daily Bible readings or get daily prayer ideas. And there you can also now find Getting to Know Your Bible. You can search for Getting to Know Your Bible or for Billy Lambert and find resources available to you through podcasts and previous programs that we'd love for you to check out. We want to encourage you in your daily walk for God. We pray that God will bless you and use this resource to do so. Thanks for tuning in to Getting to Know Your Bible.
Getting to Know Your Bible has been presented by Churches of Christ. If you have a question about the church, or if you would like the location of a Church of Christ near you, or to receive the free Bible course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call 1-877-711-5214. Join us next time for Getting to Know Your Bible.
Thank you.